I'd like to pay special attention to the gym itself, because we're not be asking for a motion to approve it, so. But we ought to have studied the gym. Need some more time to study it before we vote on it. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as is?
So moved.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Is it properly moved and seconded that the agenda be approved for today's meeting? Any discussion? And if there's no discussion, let's vote on it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Agenda approved. The first action item has to deal with our minutes from our August 1st meeting. Same question, do you need time to study this, or are you ready to meet minutes and ready to, if you will not approve it?
Move to approve the minutes from August 1st.
Okay, so it's a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second to that motion?
I haven't reviewed the minutes.
Oh.
They're online, when we sent out the, the meeting reminder.
Well, I can't vote on it, I haven't seen it.
Do you want to open the minutes?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm such a caveman.
Okay.
We got approved the previous agenda, approved the meeting minutes from that previous meeting, June 20th. Adoption of the Tumor Billy 2025. You guys, I guess, recommend that. Down through there.
And we approved this, I think he endorsed some ticket amendments
yep.
too, right?
Okay, this is all related to the MPP.
How you doing?
Back up, please. Can you back up just a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I also have a public hearing for the participation plan update, and then adopt the participation plan, and then endorse all the amendments to the policy plan, language assistance plan, environmental justice plan.
Those are action items. Resolution time, study the minutes. A motion to adopt the minutes.
Seconds.
If you have seconded, because we're probably going to be seconded, we'll approve the minutes in our last meeting. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes carry. Any accept the minutes as is. The next item on the action item has to do with the adoption of the 2020 meeting calendar. That's more of a.
You have a copy of it in your packet?
Yeah, we only need to adopt the CDC calendar. So if you're okay with it, you can just go there and put it on your calendar, and then.
There you go. You asked me
to adopt. This is 2000?
2020?
Yeah, 2020, yes.
So February 6th, April 16th, June 18th, August 20th, October 15th, December 3rd. Those dates. 5:30 PM. Should be the third Thursday outside of the December and February.
So this is not a problem we've had in the past.
Similar.
Similar.
I don't think I'll be able to make those December meetings this year because of other commitments, but that's okay. Yeah.
Move to approve the calendar of meetings for 2020.
And probably move of this means motion to accept, to adopt, to endorse this. Is there a second to that motion? You want a second motion? To adopt the calendar?
Oh, I second.
Oh, probably move to second, but so, let's vote on it.
I don't think, no, he's not a member.
He's visiting.
I thought he was a member, I'm sorry. I will second the motion.
Okay, so probably move to second, but 2 minutes. So we can now vote on this. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Almost there.
The next item has to do with safety targets. There are two safety targets on four, 22 PDF. Does anyone report on that?
So, this will be our third time adopting safety targets. And we started doing this in 2017. So as part of federal legislation, we are, the new federal legislation that came out, it's not so new anymore, sorry, but it, back in 2015, required that MPOs and state DOTs follow performance-based planning and programming process. And this requires targets being set in various areas. MPOs have the option to set their own targets or the option to endorse the state's targets and support them, the targets, through our programming activities. So the types of projects that are selected and prioritized in our planning efforts support the state. And that takes some of the burden off of the MPO for doing data collection and such, which we are not necessarily equipped to do. So I'm just, that's just a quick recap of where we've been for the last couple of years. The state just recently re-adopted their new targets because they have to do this annually. So this is just an annual exercise. Once they adopt their targets, we have 180 days to set ours or make our decision on how we want to move forward. We have to do this by February 27th. We're a little early in the game this year, but this is just also in case we do not have a December, I don't want this to be the only action item on our December meeting. So if for some reason, so we're bringing this forward as soon as we have the information. The new targets would be, we are proposing, staff is proposing to endorse the state's targets that they set for 2020. These would be in effect through February of 2021. And these targets are pretty much in line with what they've been setting. They have these five areas that they have to set targets in related to the number of fatalities, the number of serious injuries, and then they have a fatality rate, a serious injury rate, and then a total number of non-motorized fatalities. These numbers actually, the targets actually went up a little bit. But this is based, the formula is based on a rolling average and just the trend, because the trend line went up a slight bit, the numbers went up a little bit. But for the most part, they're, I mean, I'm talking maybe like 4 or 5, there's not a big difference. So these are very similar to what we adopted last time. So we're just asking you today to endorse endorse the MPO to support the state's targets.
Question. Would it have been, you had talked about, would it have been too hard for you to come up with your own targets?
It's not that it's hard to come up with our own targets, it's just that we would have to ask the state for the data and to do the data manipulation. We don't have access to all of the data. It would just, it's an exercise in collection that we're properly set up to do. And they're doing it for the entire state. And all the MPOs in the state have been endorsing their targets. Even ARC in Atlanta has been continue to support the state.
We're dead, you know, third part, so you know, have the some sort of targets, adapt the state's target, or maybe adopt the target and add a couple of your own.
We have our own opportunity to collect our own data and do our own analysis, but as part of the federal regulation, we're just moving to or suggesting that we support the state's target, and if there's something we want to do as a region on our own, we still have that opportunity to do that. We reported safety data in the MTP and the CMP, so we do update it periodically, and we kind of look at different numbers than just these targets are only what the feds are telling us to do. There's other things we can be looking at that may be more meaningful. But these are the five required ones that the federal legislation says that we have to look at.
One other question. Sometimes when you take something and give it with a school, is there anything in the state plan that you have some problems with that you say you just accept it or you're happy with all of it? I understand you said that other counties, other ones doing the same thing, but you have the capacity to do your own in a thorough way. Is there any mistake that you having problems with? I mean, you had to tell it or satisfy anything you saw in the state?
No, we haven't had any issues. Again, this is based on a 5-year rolling average. We're only 3 years into actually doing this effort. And I think so far we haven't really had any conflicts in what a project that was important to us not reflecting what the state's targets are. Most of our projects have a safety element. So by adopting such projects in our planning efforts, we're supporting the state's targets. There hasn't been a project that came down that someone said we had to do or we were in trying to prioritize that did not have a safety element or some kind of element that would not meet.
If you would support the state's targets, I mean, as long as you're properly documenting that in your planning documents, really there's no liability for the NPO per se. I mean, you take on more of an onus if you develop your own, because then you have to go out and collect the data to support, and then you're taking, although it's not really any penalty for the NPOs, you're sort of creating that expectation that we're going to be doing something different than the state. Doesn't make a lot of sense in our opinion to try to do that.
Yes, 3 years ago, when we the first time when we were trying to adopt the safety targets, we did mention that since we have a lot of pedestrians over here, so we might eventually have our own target for the safety for the pedestrian, because our like fatality rate might be higher, so more relaxed than the state, because they don't have that many pedestrians. But so far we haven't got that capability yet. So
that would be really hard.
That would take a large increase in staff. You can't compete with the state. I mean,
well, the state has most of the funding as well. The carrot and the stick are really between the feds and the state at this level, especially as long as we're following the state targets.
Yeah, I guess one thing to clarify, if we don't meet a target in our region, there really isn't a penalty for us. If the state doesn't meet their target, it's not really a penalty, but their penalty is they have to spend all their highway safety money. Well, they already do, so you can't really they're just making sure states are prioritizing and using their match money to fund safety projects. It really comes down to that. So this is the an action item to endorse this to the MPO board.
You put it very well. Is there a motion to support this on the bond group?
I'll move to support it. The safety targets.
And second that?
Second.
And probably even second it the way you endorse this recommendation. Let us now vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? And no opposition is carried. The next item on the safety October 2000 target, PDF. Is anyone for something about that?
We just did that.
We just did that?
Yeah, now we're on the status.
Okay, so So it's really the same thing, though.
One was, we had to save the power, technology issue.
I can see that difference. So we are actually through all our action items, so we're doing our voting, our approving anything, so we now get the handling of status. So four, status report on update of the non-motorized plan, for some of the, you have three reports on that, two reports on that?
It's just one report, I just, because of we're using different technol, we've been meeting off-site, I have, it's easier for us to save our PowerPoints and everything right in the agenda. So it's, sorry if it's a little confusing, but the staff report that is attached to the agenda listed out all of the draft of the non-motorized amendments. Anyway, just to start off, so first off, when we updated the transportation plan, Mobility 2045, we mentioned several times that we would be updating the non-motorized plan as well, but we would do it after the fact. All right, you guys, you all set?
I just wanted to peek at the agenda.
Oh, okay. So we had said we were going to be doing some amendments. Well, actually back in 2017, so the original non-motorized plan was adopted in 2014. In 2017, staff here did a lot of work going out and kind of reevaluating the non-motorized plan, looking at the different projects that were in trails and such that were in the plan already, kind of did an assessment and came up with a draft list, which is what I attached to your agenda packet. It's a great starting point for us, and we'll see where we go from there. I'll just give you a real quick update. This is just to kick this off. I'm not going into each individual project or anything like that today, but just to explain why are we doing this update. Again, as I mentioned, the last one was done in 2014, so a little bit has changed since then. And some of our locals have done, this slide deck's out of different order than the other one was. This threw me off. I was like, sorry. Anyway, so again, as I mentioned, the Mobility 2045 was adopted, and one of the key language we put in 2045 was rather than identifying specific non-motorized projects in the plan, we put a policy statement in that said any project that is identified in the non-motorized plan is automatically eligible to be in our long-range plan, or is eligible for federal funds, essentially. So that is a key statement there. That means you need to be in the plan. And then we also, in the next bullet, we are doing a call for projects. And so this is an opportunity for non-motorized projects to get funding. But again, going back to the first statement, those projects need to be in the plan and need to be identified. So that is one of some of the key reasons why we are kicking this off now. And then again, since 2014, there's been new studies and plans that have taken place in the region. So there's been a few changes and a little updates, and some of our partner agencies have some priorities in terms of non-motorized that have surfaced that we'd like to reflect that in the non-motorized plan. Staff, we actually went out, and I'm pretty sure she probably, word of mouth, and actually probably biked a lot of routes and looked at bicycle conditions, and she kind of did an assessment of what was going on. That was done back in 2017, before Jane left. We also have we did a mapping exercise for the 2014 effort in terms of existing sidewalks. So I wouldn't say we necessarily got a whole bunch of new sidewalks, we just have now identified in the mapping exercise. So we want to also acknowledge that there's been a little bit more clarity in terms of that. It's still not complete, but that also has changed a bit. And then one of the other elements that's been increasing every year, every minute, is that there's an expectation for more safety, always more, especially, someone travels outside a region and they see a really, a much safer or a different type of non-motorized element when they're out visiting a city, they think, wow, that'd be great here. So there's a lot of things that are kind of coming up that are new ways to handle this that we want to also reflect in the plan. So why, what's changing? We're suggesting some additions. These could reflect some of the new plans that have been taken, new priorities, such as like Tide to Town that Brent's helped fill me in on, and some other things that have been going on in our area. We also would like to remove a few of the less desirable or redundant segments. Some of those, maybe a segment that was very close by was seen as a safer route, and just kind of with reevaluating that and taking out some of the less desirable ones. And then some segments, as I mentioned, there's kind of, I don't know if technology is the right word, but there's kind of new ways to represent and make safety improvements to non-motorized transportation, and we can implement some of those and upgrade some facility types that were already identified. Just a real quick on the schedule, kind of kicking it off this month, telling all the committees about it, giving everyone a head up. I'll form a working group and have that group kind of meet off meeting cycle. It won't be part of this effort, our regular meeting cycles. And then if we do have a meeting in December, of course, I'll update everybody. And then January, so we have December, January to meet and work on refining that draft list that I said was a nice starting point. And then February, the goal is to adopt, because then that would coincide with our call for projects.
I'm asking this question last year, is pedestrians tend not to be organized, or the groups that a lot come forward and say we want street lights here, we want different markings and sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when these people you spoke to use their input, but they need pedestrian groups at all?
It was primarily, mostly I would say bike, walk, Savannah. So I mean, they have that element of safety in the non-motorized. The non-motorized plane doesn't really go down to the level of street lighting as much as it goes down to identifying the routes. Like, we're not designing it, we're kind of identifying where are logical places to have it. So that's a good point. I'm trying to reach out to get as much input as I can.
What seems to be the problem with the desk, for getting charge of people, most people, not everyone has a car. Everyone walks the streets, everyone is in front,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's sometimes in the car. So it's just that they don't, the shy people maybe, or why don't they have the practice, organize themselves around issues, for people to get killed, traffic lights and things like that happen. And I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give a reason why they don't, but maybe you can give some reasons why they don't. Other than the fact that people are lazy, people don't want to get involved, and people have other things to do, and so on. I mean, that's just other people, they have a life. Come to me, arguing for more traffic lights and other kinds of things, it's not fun to spend your time. It's better to do other things that interest you than do that. So that's obviously the reason why you don't have some interest in some part of that group. I just thought I'd throw that out.
So maybe we can listen to some kind of outreach to the neighborhood associations or something.
Yeah, we can send it out to our MPO. In the bigger list that we have includes the neighborhood groups as well. Yeah. And this, I'm just passing this around. If you sign it, it means you are on the working group. But I'm just trying to collect some interests, and it's not necessarily people that are on all of our regular committees too. That was it, just a quick update. You'll hear more about it in the months to come.
If you know somebody who's interested in becoming a member of the working group, just volunteer him or her.
Yeah. You'll be hearing from me.
Agency reports, actually, we have over here the GDOT projects and project status. So if you have any questions on any of these projects, check these, and you have more detailed questions, and we'll forward them to the appropriate agencies to get an answer. anybody should have this, Chatham County GDOT project status report, and then this one, this one is kind of tiny, but it's in there. So just to basically report to you what the project status are, in terms of preliminary engineering, environmental process, right acquisition, or construction schedule.
Number five, other business, any other business to pick up? I can't think of anything, particularly other business. Number six, other public comments, young man, I'm sorry, are you staff, are you looking at the public, curious?
Oh, I can introduce myself.
Yeah, that's how I'm wondering, you know.
Yeah, my name is Armand Turner, I work with Healthy Savannah. James invited me, we're both on the quality of, CGIC, Quality of Life, little working group board. Yeah, so I work with Healthy Savannah and the YMCA of Coastal Georgia through the REACH grant, basically a grant for low-income African-Americans in the Chatham County area. We're trying to help them live healthier lives through active transportation. So, excited to do it.
Some people say that healthy life to achieve, I mean, not just an issue to doctor's appointments, so on, hospital, but kind of thousand new transportation, and infrastructure to get to you and your work used. But obviously, if you walk, you rode less, you walk more, and run, and do some other things, but outdoor things that doesn't involve, you know, traveling the car, doing that as well.
Yeah, and I actually work pretty close with Brent on the Tag to Town project, so. We're big advocates for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Now we're down to, so we don't recap, it's going to be to resolve ourselves into, you know, have a public forum, but we have people here to speak. But obviously, I see no one. I don't see no one. So we can skip over that. So the next thing is announcements. And of course, in this,
well, Mark probably will just present number 5, 6, 7, 8.
And
9? Yeah, and 9
probably. No, those aren't. Those aren't all things that I'll present, but I will highlight the call for studies and the microphones over here. I will talk just briefly about the Unified Planning Work Program for 2021 and our call for studies, which is something new this year. And I think there were some handouts available. We are starting in November, or actually late October, into November to develop the draft fiscal year 2021 Unified Planning Work Program, which will be the staff work program and budget for the fiscal year that will begin July 1st, 2020. At the start of this process, we're just issuing a call for plans and studies because everything starts with some kind of plan or idea. Larger scale plans or studies that need to be undertaken will probably involve us going after some competitive grant funds that are available on a statewide basis. A couple of the ones that we've done recently are the two interchange studies that are mentioned later in your agenda, which we're getting ready to wrap up here in the next couple of months. There could also be smaller efforts, not to say that the non-motorized plan is small by any means because it was a multi-year effort, but there are some of the relatively smaller tasks could be rolled into our staff work program and done with our existing formula funds. So it's a fairly broad call for plans and studies. We're asking for people that have an idea that they want to be considered in the work program to submit them to us by November 20th. And we will be having, we anticipate some ongoing discussions back and forth with some of the proposed sponsors about their ideas and the details of those. There's not a whole lot of detail to this call for studies because each study is different, and just depending on the scale, we So it's a, we view it as an interactive process. And we will be coming back to you as the rest of the work program is developed, starting probably with a pre-committee draft going to Federal Highway in December, and then we will come back to our committees once they've given us their initial feedback in February, and look toward having something final adopted around April. And that's all I really have to say. It's pretty wide open at this point. I think we discussed this with the PCC, and there was some interest, I think, on the part of Garden City and on the part of county at least. So we'll see what we get there. And that's all I really have for that. If there are any questions, otherwise I'll touch on the others, but they're really, we don't really have a presentation per se to make on all of those. Minimized everything, haven't I?
No, just open the.
Literally. Where is it?
Just open the back.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's been a long day.
And then back.
Oh, back, okay. I do multiple tabs.
Yeah, it's not.
I do multiple tabs till my computer slows down, because I don't like to have to go back. Oh, I see, okay. The interchange studies are special studies that we initiated almost 2 years ago. The one is the I-16 Little Neck Road Interchange Study. This will be where the future terminus of Jimmy Gloves Parkway meets I-16. The interchange was not included in the Jimmy Gloves Parkway project, so we are expediting this study. They're both the interchange studies are being done to meet federal requirements of an interchange modification report, because we're accessing the interchange. The interstate system, we have to follow a federal process to make any changes. So the I-16 Little Neck study we're doing to, in order to get something on the books by the time Jimmy Gloves Parkway opens, at least some interim improvements with the longer term improvement at least identified and working through the federal funding process.
There's already an interchange there, but I guess because you're dumping Jimmy Gloves into the northern side of it.
Right. One of the conditions, I think because of funding, it was left out of the interchange itself was left out of the Jimmy Gloves project. But
wow,
details.
Right. So this needs to be done, sure. And the county is sponsoring the project, and that's something
important.
The Federal Highway wanted to see when they approved the rest of the Jimmy Gloves project. So we're just helping. We're doing something in partnership with the county. How about that? That's not always historically done that. They're looking at either just widening, expanding existing Diamond Interchange, or putting the leading alternative that's looks like it's going to be put forward via Diverging Diamond, like the one they did at State Route 21. That seems to be the emerging favorite. They also looked at a partial cloverleaf, putting one loop ramp in. So we'll be wrapping that study up in December.
You going to have a choice by then?
Right now, the preferred alternative appears to be the Diverging Diamond.
So would y'all have any drafts of that you could show us in December? Or as far as design?
We are, well, actually, there may be a, if I attached it to the agenda, because we didn't have the.
To the TCC agenda.
We have a schematic, we do have a functional drawing we can bring to the next meeting.
Well, that's going to take a lot of port traffic, so that is important. I think it's a little bit early, because look how long 21 and 95 took to get to where it is, how bad it had gotten. I don't anticipate it being that bad there yet, but it certainly doesn't hurt to put the infrastructure in place now.
If we can ask them today, and the consultant indicated that the freight traffic is around like 20 to 25%.
Freight traffic is going to be significant, highly significant.
They said it's like 20 to 25%. So
and they were recommending some additional turn lanes and signalization.
I don't,
the interchange just as an interim measure for when Jimmy Gloves opens. So the other one, the airport interchange, is lagging. The study is lagging just a little bit behind where shortlisted alternatives they looked at included a single point urban interchange, a diverging diamond, and some, I guess, direct flyover ramps into the airport from I-95. And we're not really sure how that analysis is going to shake out. I think it's going to be either the flyover ramp, direct flyover ramps into the airport, or possibly the single point urban interchange, where you bring all the ramps into one intersection in the middle of the bridge, and you build a very wide bridge. That alternative has benefits because you would increase the spacing between intersections, say between there and the Home Depot, which is a big problem, the proximity, how close those intersections are together. So we feel like it's going to be one of those two, but we're just now getting a draft alternatives analysis from the consultant, and we'll be vetting those with the airport, which is the project sponsor, over the next few days, and we'll be coming back to the MPO with that as soon as we can. I'm not quite sure what the timetable will be, but if not October, then probably December or February. And let's see, I-16, I-95 reconstruction status report was requested by the GDOT consultant for the MPO board, which will be 2 weeks from yesterday, the day before Halloween. We're inviting the other committees to attend, but they're only presenting at the MPO board meeting status report on that project, which is getting ready to go.
And the 16 widening, too.
Right. The interchange and the 16 widening are being done together.
A whole lot of barrels.
Yeah, for a while. I mean, it's going to start very soon. I mean, technically it's already started, but you're going to start to see more activity very soon.
Well, on that one, can anyone come?
Absolutely, it's a public meeting.
So?
It'll be...
Can I have that piece of paper? Is that
October the 30th?
It's in the agenda item.
10 o'clock?
So if you click on it, I guess it's not clickable.
Now, what might not be clear is that it's going to be at the County Commission Chambers in the old courthouse, because we won't be able to use the room next door by then. This will be under construction.
Where we went before.
Where we're sitting.
Yes.
Where we're sitting right now will be under construction. These rooms are going to be under construction.
But I meant the where we went before for our meeting.
You got it.
Diagonally across Drayton Street in the old
so at 10
brick courthouse. 10 a.m.
Yellow brick building.
Yeah.
The Moorish looking,
what's going to be under construction? What are they going to do, build new meeting rooms?
We're getting new carpet paint, that kind of thing.
Well, I think they're doing a gut job on the hearing room, and then the rest of the building is going to get carpet and paint and things like that.
Will you ever see this one in the December 5th meeting, because it will all be done by that time?
I doubt that it will be done by then. Sorry, what was the beginning of your question? I couldn't quite hear you.
No. I said, would the renovation be done by the time we meet next time, which is December 5th?
I doubt it, but we probably could find a room. We may be able to find a room.
We'll probably meet a little further down the hall.
Okay, yeah. We'll be getting this building.
Just at 10 o'clock.
That's fine.
The other committees are already meeting elsewhere. It's just that the limit, such a small number of people, we can still fit in this building. We were confident, if not this room, we'd go down the hall. You know, by December, this room probably won't be available, but there's a couple of others.
10 o'clock.
Just observation. This ball. Maybe 18 or 20 people who qualify.
It's where they now currently be.
Entities that qualify, if they did their job.
Get off the elevator.
You know, we could really
take a ride.
Fill this room up.
We're making a presentation.
I'm not saying that.
No, I'm just telling you what we're
doing. We could grow. We don't want to miss that problem. We're small.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're making a presentation at the next MPO board meeting to solicit members from the current board members, because they have to appoint and recommend members to this committee. So that is on the agenda for October 30th.
Normally we attach a attendance roster for the last year or two to that. I'm just gonna talk to James and see if that's something we can pull together or not. I don't know. The turnover with you coming on board, I don't know what the records were like before you got here and where all that is.
I made a, based off the previous minutes, I made a full spreadsheet of who's attended and whatnot, so we can attach it, but it just.
You know, there's really no one to shame because the people that aren't attending are already gone, so.
Exactly, so.
It's not like we're.
It's not telling much more than.
Intimidate somebody into showing up again. We just need to get.
We do appreciate you all's service because you guys have been around since 2012, if I'm not mistaken, so.
Probably before that.
But that used to be in the bylaws, that we would submit a roster to the board every year or something.
Back on this again, well, the last time, you know, we just sort of sat there and no one said anything at that meeting. I don't know if we could say anything exactly. I think one person, yes, one person did get up and said something. And then I think maybe the engineer from GDOT and then the.
He's not an engineer. He's the GDOT Atlanta office.
Okay, but he's from the sort of a small town. He's from like.
I was thinking of Byron.
Byron, that's exactly
Byron.
Right.
The
young
guy.
Good luck.
Anyway,
Byron, not Tom. Anyway, I got his number.
Yeah, but this time I think if you attend, it's the consultant, the GDOT consultant. They might have more
project.
Details.
Gosh.
Yeah, I was just looking at him to see what they're supposed to say. Well. Okay.
The fire is not the project manager, but the GDOT consultant managing this project will be there.
As far as whether you can ask,
presentation?
I mean, it's a public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The proper procedure would, the chairman, of course, is Al Scott, so the proper procedure, I think, would be to ask you, you know.
Recognize.
Right.
There beforehand or there?
Well, I think normally you will recognize a request from the audience if anyone.
There's a new business section on the agenda, and that's where you want to be recognized.
There's a public comment, I think.
It is public comment.
Yeah, public comment.
Make a request for
public comment.
Yeah, yes.
I think
it's
like a
little. And that's the time you.
What are public comments? Maybe 3 minutes. It'll be like on another agenda.
Corner.
Well, we were done, weren't we?
Right. Click it. Push
there.
History. Put on the history. It was 16, but it'd be two lanes.
Three lanes.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. During construction over there?
Yeah,
that's the question we want to ask them. Michael.
I think I asked that the last time. I mean, if it goes down in one lane, both ways, that's not acceptable.
This is the contractor.
This is that design build, you know?
Yeah, so they should have been able to tell us like how they're gonna do the staging,
The staging.
I think y'all should find out. I think you should find out what they're gonna do because I mean I know they're taking it from the interior, from the median. There's not much right away acquisition on the 16 widening, but will it be necessary to have one lane of traffic, you know, east and west? If that's the case, think how that's gonna affect commutes.
I think that's what they're going to cover probably at this presentation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how long was this meeting set up on the 30th? I mean, I've got a major meeting on the 30th that I have to go to at 10:30 in the morning.
About a year ago, set up. Now the request, the GDOT's consultant's request to be on the agenda came in probably a month.
That's
a month
October
and a half
or November?
October.
That's when?
October.
About a month and a half ago,
okay.
I would say. They contacted me quite a while back, and I gave them the dates that I would need their presentation and things like that.
Deborah, you can always send somebody.
I mean, it's an informational presentation. I don't know the content yet. I mean, I have no expectation that it's going to be different information, except it may be more updated.
Yeah.
have notes or anything on NACLAs? I'm sure it's gonna be on the GDOT website that nobody ever follows and can't find anything or either.
Well, it'll be in the minutes and the audio recording will be posted online. Actually, that meeting will have video.
Probably video, yes.
Yeah.
Unless there's some kind of malfunction.
Are you gonna send us another notice of that or? No, okay, I'll put it on my calendar.
No, the thing is, the only requirement that we gave them was that they need to get their presentation to us the day before just so we can get it queued up.
When we send out the announcement for the October meeting, you guys should be on that. You'll be on that list.
If you can't be there, you can watch it afterward.
I'd kinda like to be there. It's October 30th, what time?
10:00.
Now they are, you know, they're kind of down the list on the agenda as they are on yours, so I don't know exactly how long it'll take to get to that item. It seemed like it took about an hour and a half at TCC, but every committee's different. And that's all I have.
Thank you for your report.
Would you need? Oh, it's a pencil, so.
We reminded that we've been meeting in December, specifically on the 12th at 5:30 here. This building is gonna start in this room because they're doing renovation.
Yeah, if we have action items, we will meet. If we don't have action items, we might cancel this meeting. But this is just what we adopted last year, that calendar. So it depends. All depends on what kind of action item we're going to have in December.
Okay. You receive an email notifying if we are or are not having a meeting.
Yeah, if we cancel that meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last item before we adjourn has to do with other non-agency information for reference. Can you say anything about that?
It looks like I put it under the wrong thing.
It should be further up.
Oh, rather non-agenda. So last year and a half, we've been talking about Mobility 2045. As you know, it was adopted in August at the last meeting. And since then, I've been working on an executive summary, so I just included a copy. It's much more palatable than the 200-some page document with all its appendices. So, if you need help getting this week.
I've got one right here. That being said, Commissioner Johnny, see you in December after the meeting. We'll do it last night.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.